Now, as mentioned earlier, we would be talking about, I suppose, a Chinese whisper type of idea. And this is a slightly different one, but this is, I'm sure, an interesting aspect of how people pass information on to each other. And to tell us more about it, I'm delighted to welcome Alana Robbins to the programme. Alana, you're welcome to us once again here in Connemara Community Radio.
Thanks, Brendan.
Tell me the background to this. This is a real start. I know it's Chinese whispers, but when you mentioned here about getting a story told to one person and to another, it's a bit like Dorchman Lumber, Dorchman Lay. It just keeps going on. So what's the background to this?
Well, I suppose the background is that when we lived in Sweden, I did a project with a colleague, a musician there. We took three stories from a remote location, a remote area of Dalarna, a place in Sweden, and we, my colleague was interested in voice and the emotion behind the voice, and we played Chinese whispers, basically, with these three old stories, and we booked a recording studio and got 15 people to tell and retell the stories on one evening, and it was just really fascinating in terms of it revealed a lot about how we listen or don't listen to each other, how memory plays such a strong role, or, you know, how our experience affects our memory and our interpretation of stories, how language is characterized by place. So that was the original project. And then I was invited to bounce ideas around and contribute ideas for Galway 2020. 4 years ago, and fresh out of this project, I said, why don't we play Chinese whispers from Inishmore to Istanbul? And so I put a lot of work into it at that point, into developing that as a physical journey, in which a caravan would travel across Europe, like the long way, going through Scandinavia, and would bring a story and a drawing, Chinese whispers style. Now, the project was dropped by Galway 2020, and I was very disappointed. I'd put a lot of work into it, and I shelved it anyway, and I said, well, you know, I'll do that someday, but it won't be in 2020. Little did I know that the COVID-19 lockdown would give me the perfect opportunity, basically. And so I haven't done it as a physical journey, but on the 31st of March, we started on Inishmore with a young man, Liam O'Flaherty, who's descendant of the well-known writer of the same name. And he told a story, and that has been passed now over Zoom from person to person. 64 people so far have told us the story.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
And is this done in, like, I mean, is the same different languages, or is it all done through English, or how has it been done?
So at the moment, it started off Gaeilge, and it has been translated from Irish to English and back again four times. Now, with 64 people and April, May, 2 months, we only have got as far as letter frack.
It could take quite a while to get to Istanbul.
So I'm struggling to get out of Connemara, because, you know, you can't keep thinking, I have to rope in that person and that person. And anyway, tomorrow we will be getting out of Connemara. Debbie Ruddy will be telling the story to Nuala Hayes, and that'll be it. Then next week it'll get into Mayo. From there it'll go Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, north of Ireland. And then it'll be into Scotland, England, France, the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Czechia, Austria, Italy, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Serbia, Bulgaria, and Turkey.
Wow. So, they're fascinating journey for the story. But I would imagine that, I mean, I'm just thinking when you're talking about that, and particularly with the Scandinavian aspect, that the Vikings, or whatever you want to call them, the Danes, whatever, they came to Ireland, they would have come to the Aran Islands, there would have been stories told back and forward there. And of course, then they went down through Russia and down through the rivers all the way to Constantinople, down to Istanbul as well. So in a way, it's a kind of a modern take on their journeys in a way. It's quite an interesting way of looking at it.
Absolutely, yeah, it's fascinating. And I've actually just been in touch with people in Belmullet today, Tourist Shear. There's a kind of a heritage centre, heritage website anyway, really interesting work being done there. And because I'm looking for Irish speakers in the Mayo Gaeltacht, and the man there, I was just looking at a map as I was kind of scrolling through their website, and it was really interesting in terms of the Viking influence on coastal parts of Europe. And it actually very much kind of mirrored the journey, the first part of the journey we're making. I mean, it's fascinating. The story already, I mean, the story was unrecognisable actually after three people from what Liam told, and it has to stay secret basically, because one person should only ever hear the person what's told to them.
This
will be translated every time. It'll be translated to 21 different languages as it goes. And so it's, you know, to think how much it's already changed now. It'll be much lighter touch in every other country. Otherwise, we'd just never get there. Kind of like a life's work. And I was just really thrilled to get Creative Ireland funding, just the latest award now. And that has to be completed by October. So we have to get out of Letterfrack. I've been really fortunate with the sponsorship. Ali and the Gaeltacht had awarded me a bursary to explore the idea through the Gaeltacht regions, and that's how I kind of started then this time, although I was hoping to be better with my own handle on the language by the time I would start. And then when the coronavirus kind of took a grip, I got money from the Arts Council to do work at this time, and I got funding from the Federation of European Storytellers for COVID. All these were for COVID response work. So it was, you know, it was great. And then Creative Ireland with the County Galway Arts Office really came in very strongly behind the project. And I'm thrilled because it's such a beautiful, beautiful project, really.
It's really fascinating. Now, is there a drawing going with this as well, or what's the?
So, so the drawing is moving much more slowly. The drawing was started by Sean O'Flaherty, on Inishmore, and that's no secret. You can look at my website or the Interface Aina website and see it. And this, what happens with the drawing is it gets passed from one artist to the next, and then each artist makes a change to the drawing. Maybe they add something, maybe they move something on the page, maybe they erase something, and then all of those changes are compiled together to make stop motion animated film. So maybe in between each artist I need to animate, like, as in make the changes more gradual. There's a colossal amount of work in this project now, but so that I'm keeping that fairly regularly updated, so that you can look at my website or the Interface Aina website, and you can see that the drawing animated to date, basically. So it's a very short film; it's about 4 or 5 seconds long at the moment. But it'll obviously be a lot longer by the time we get to Istanbul.
Does it have anything to do with the story?
It does, yeah. It's not narrative, but Sean did a beautiful drawing in the beginning that left a lot of, just the way he placed even the the bit of drawing on the page, I don't want to tell you what it looks like, because to me it looked like one thing. I saw a boat, and then afterwards I saw something else,
yeah.
And then I couldn't unsee what I'd seen. And but he placed it beautifully on the page so that there was a lot of room for development. Uh-huh. And then, you know, one artist, Andrea Rossi in Spittle, it's like a kind of a boat form. It looks like a cross-section of a curragh when you look at it first. But she lifted it rather than adding anything. She lifted the boat and made like a spill of water come out of it.
Wow.
So it's gorgeous. There's a lot of trust involved and risk. It's not serious risk. It's just artistic.
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of what any artist is going to do, and I have to trust, you know, that process and trust the artists that I've brought on board, you know.
Yeah. Now, with the story, then, when is that going to, what's the plan for it in the sense of when will people get to see it, or when will people get to understand it more?
Yeah, so what I'm doing, because I feel like, you know, especially for the funders, let's say there needs to be, and for everyone, for people, participants' interest, there needs to be more stuff on the website than there is. So at the moment, I've just got photographs of the storytellers and the drawing is there and a bit about the project. I don't want to reveal any one version of the story.
Yeah.
Until the thing, because that will affect how anybody listened.
Yeah.
You should only hear it once, orally. There are no notes taken. This has no physical form, this story. It's an oral story. But what I am going to do, and I've started, is to make a little short film with fragments of what people say. So, fado, and then they went to the sea, and then they were searching, and
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's a lot about fishing, I'll tell you that anyway, and it did get stuck on a kind of a fishing theme for a long time in Connemara, because it was a familiar story, I'll tell you that much. But, so I think when we did this in Sweden, my colleague took fragments of what these 15 different people had said and made a musical work out of these fragments stitched together. So I would see that as being something that could be an end product here.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the short term, I'm just stitching together a little film with fragments. So there's no full story told, but that will be for now. And I mean, then at the end, who knows? I just think this would make a beautiful documentary. It could make a radio documentary, podcast. It could make a beautiful TV documentary, beautiful publication. I mean, there's so much material, you know, already.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would imagine it'd be very interesting, but we have to leave it there, unfortunately, Alana. But
yeah.
We'll come back to you again. But as I say, very interesting this concept. But thank you for being with us to talk to about it.
Well, thanks for
having
me.
Okay.
Great.
Bye. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Now, that's Alana Robbins there with that very interesting idea of Chinese whispers. And as I said, not got any farther than the letter frack, but on its way now. And a really wonderful, wonderful situation there.